Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.51 Total Information AM with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman on KMOX. Drug developers are eyeing the market for a new contraceptive for men. We are joined by Tina Reed, senior healthcare reporter for Axios. She has been reporting on this development. Tina, thank you very much for being with us. What types of birth control pills are we talking about here for men? What's being developed?
So the news this month is about a company called Your Choice Therapeutics, and they're creating a non-hormonal pill that impedes the production of sperm, and they were moving into phase two of clinical trials on that, which is basically testing, is it tolerable and does it work?
So how would these work compared to, for example, this type of contraceptive for women?
So it's interesting. While there's both hormonal and non-hormonal methods that are being studied, the idea is that they have to look at a completely different mechanism of action. So they're trying to either impede the transmission of sperm, try to stop the production of sperm. And so there's some really creative ways that they're doing that. With Your Choice, they're actually targeting a particular vitamin A mechanism that essentially they discovered during the Dust Bowl, where when people had poor nutrition, they had poor vitamin A consumption. When their diets returned to normal, they became fertile again. So it's kind of interesting how they do this.
That is interesting. Are there potential side effects? What are they?
So far they've had to really be careful about not having side effects, because when you think about it, when somebody's on male birth, when a male is on birth control, they're not necessarily trying to impact their own health. It's the health of their partner. So the side effects profile has to be much lower. It has to be a much safer product in order to even be taken up in the market. So they're pretty minimal so far.
What is the possible market for a male birth control pill? Do developers think it would be popular?
They do. When I spoke to researchers, they said they haven't had any problems finding men who are interested in participating in these clinical trials. Most notably, they've seen that Gen Z men, in the wake of the Dobbs decision, have actually been seeking vasectomies and are very interested in a more easily reversible option that can help them be involved in reproductive decisions with their partner.
Tina, again, when did this development start? Can you give us maybe a timeline? And when, after you answer that, how long would it take to get on the market?
So unfortunately, this is still several years out. Your Choice just announced a week ago that they were starting this phase two trial. And the earliest it could potentially make it to the market would be 2030 as it goes through the different pieces of the approval process. There's another company that has a product called Contraline. That's an implanted gel, which blocks the transmission of sperm. That one is even in phase one trial. So that would probably be, about the same distance out. So we have some time to wait until this is actually on the market.
Is there any discussion at this point of potential costs for this for consumers and patients?
So it's still early, but researchers say it has to be accessible and it has to be palatable to the market because it's not clear how insurers would pay for it, but it has to be comparable to what's already on the market for uptake to be there. So they have to be thinking about that.
We appreciate the information, Tina. This is Tina Reed, senior healthcare reporter for Axios, covering this new development, drug developers eyeing the market for a new contraceptive for men. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.